Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Greetings, everyone. I'm Hank Eater, also known as Hank the PR Guy, host of the Home Business Success Show, and you're listening to BizRadio.us, all entrepreneurs, all the time. We'll be joining my guest in a few moments, just following my 2-cent marketing minute. Building strong relationships is at the heart of any successful business. The way to grow your business and hit your goals is through building solid relationships with people who can help you get there. Here are a few tips for doing that. Be genuine and authentic. Just be yourself and build relationships built on mutual trust and respect. Be a giver. Go out of your way to help others, and they'll likely help you in return. Listen carefully to others. It's the only way to understand their actual needs. Be reliable and trustworthy. Do what you have agreed to do. Folks are more likely to send business your way when they know they can count on you. Finally, be upbeat in all your dealings with others. Always bring a positive attitude to your business interactions. Well, speaking of relationships, today's guest, Robert Butwin, understands the real power of building solid business relationships. He's a wizard at networking and a strategist for entrepreneurs. His superpower is connecting people. Robert has been a business strategist and networking mentor for nearly 40 years. He says the focus of his work is building a better world by helping people recognize choices and seeing alternatives. He helps people develop a strategy and take actions that create results. Many people are limited because of their beliefs or lack of knowledge. Robert helps people release what's holding them back so they can create a breakthrough to accomplish the success they deserve. Robert is the author of the best-selling book, Street Smart Networking. Welcome to the show, Robert.
You know, Hank, I'm really grateful to be on the show. You know, first of all, you know, everything that you've talked about before you even started the introduction of me was so relevant as it relates to how other people can elevate and accelerate their success. So glad to be here. Glad to be able to share my insight, wisdom, perspective with your audience.
Excellent. Well, I'm really anxious to get this started. If you would, please give us an interview. Not an interview. You're already giving us an interview. Please give us an overview of what you do.
Create results for other people. You know, as a networking elite networker, a strategist, and a magician, I help bring magic into other people's life and business. So, you know, the key is that's what I do. Now the question is how I do it. But, you know, my whole focus is being of service because, you know, one of the guys that I highly respect, his name's Rook, and I'm in his inner circle, and somebody asked the question, what's the meaning of life? And he didn't even hesitate, and he responded, to live a life of meaning. So to me, living a life of meaning is based on being of value to other people because, you know, we're all in this crazy world, so to speak, together, meaning the fact that there's so much misinformation, so much confusion. The one thing virtually that everybody can agree upon is that we know we don't know the truth. So I want to get more clarity around actionable steps that will help other people create the success that they deserve. And I believe everybody deserves to be successful.
Well, you know, it reminds me of two things. One is the notion that one of the signs of wisdom as we get older is we look back and we realize that many of the things we thought we knew we really didn't know, and that there's still so much to learn. I mean, that's the mark of wisdom, knowing that you have so much to learn. And other thing is Gandhi, when someone asked Gandhi, is there something I should know about how to treat others? Gandhi replied, there are no others. So definitely treat them as you would want yourself treated.
Yeah, that's what they call not the golden rule, the platinum rule.
Well, the platinum rule, yes, I love the platinum rule. Would you like to tell us the difference between the golden rule and the platinum rule?
You know, the golden rule is, I think it's you who has the gold rules. But, you know, because everything is relationship, you don't know who knows somebody else. So, you know, you focus on, because we're all connected. You know, everything's based on our beliefs. And as you take a look at, and you were alluding to the word belief, right in the middle of the word belief is the word lie. So it's recognizing the beliefs that you're holding on to, that you might not even know that you're holding on to, so that you can release them. Because if you're carrying around too many of the wrong beliefs, it's going to limit you where you can go. And then you also have to realize the beliefs that you know to be the truth based on your reality, and how you focus on those beliefs to make sure that you create the success. Because again, you know, I love what Ben Sweetland talks about. Success is the journey, not the destination. Knowing that there's different lessons that we need to learn. Until we learn those lessons, life will continually trip you up in the lessons you're supposed to learn.
Right. And I think, at least from my perspective, if I don't learn the lesson this time, or even the second time, each time the knock is just a little bit harder. It's like when my mother used to want to wrap me upside the head for doing something, you know, that she thought was kind of pointless or stupid. You know, it's just life. It gives you the opportunity to learn the lessons. But if you don't take it, next time might be a little more difficult than it was this time. But now a friend of mine, Blaine Greenfield, who's a lifelong marketer, he speaks of the platinum rule and the golden rule like this. He says the golden rule is treat others the way you want to be treated. But the platinum rule is treat others the way they want to be treated. So, yeah.
And I love that. Yes.
So what are some of the ways you help entrepreneurs break through their blocks and limiting beliefs?
Well, first of all, you've got to get in the box with them, because if you're out of the box, you don't understand the problem. So even though you're out of the box, you need to understand the box the other person's dealing with. And one of the guys that I met through networking, Jim Feldman, he's a billion-dollar marketer, and he's coined the concept in-the-box thinking. And it's understanding the 3Ds, using 3D thinking, understand the depth of the problem because you're in the box with them, number one. The distance to the solution is number two. And once you've got those two identified, and then the point is the determination of that person to solve that problem. So, you know, the first thing that I do when I start having a one-on-one, and that's where really the magic happens, is I want to understand what they do, what they're doing as it relates to the fact that how are they expanding their network. You know, many times people are focused on the wrong goals. They're focused on the money. It should be the activities. And it's understanding, you know, based on what activities they're doing, the experiences that they're getting, because experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. There is no fail. You want to focus on for all I've learned, you know, the acronym for fail. So, you know, the point is I want to understand them. Then which is, you know, I think you know I love acronyms. It's based on USC. Understand them, be of service and value to them, and then focus on connect and collaborate with them, you know, based on helping them become successful. I believe in irresistible offers so that it makes it very easy for people to say yes to you.
Yeah, I guess by having a clear offer and clear language and clear communication, and also by having, as we talked about earlier, building that relationship, because the people who are really going to be the most likely to say yes to you are the ones who have already experienced that you give of yourself and you give value. And you're not necessarily offering, you're not necessarily asking for anything in return. You're putting the value out there. But then when you do get to something, you make an offer to somebody that already has understood what you have been offering, you know, without any expectation of return. Those are the people that will accept your offers, you know, in a heartbeat.
Exactly. You know, I tell people it's the tip of the iceberg. I sort of fire hose people. I like to make sure that they understand without a doubt that there's certainty that I can help them as it relates to them. And then I'm offering them a lifetime mentorship for virtually no money.
That's virtually unheard of. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Well, I want to differentiate myself. One of my pet peeves that I see a lot of these people in the marketplace, because since March of 2020, I've talked to probably 2,000 people. And one of my pet peeves is the fact that many people out there are overpromising under delivering. And when I hear the statistic that 80 to 85% of entrepreneurs are making less than $100,000 a year, in my mind, there's something wrong with that number. Because really, what's the heartbeat of what makes the world go around is relationship and entrepreneurship. You know, where would we be if nobody was in business? And so if the average entrepreneur is making less than $100,000, and, you know, it's like, what can I do to be of value? How can I help more people create the success that they deserve? Because, again, my belief is anybody that's serious and committed deserves to be successful.
I can't add to that. You know, it actually touched me. It reached me. So let me ask you this. Over the years, I mean, you're a member of the MLM, International Association, and over the years, you've done a lot with MLM. And I remember way back in the day, my wife and I had some degree of success with MLM in the mid-80s. But then the company itself did some things that made it not work out. But I thought we were on the road to amazing success in MLM. But now, since the pandemic, I've been seeing a resurgence in MLM companies, and I know a few people. I know a young lady who lives not far from my area. She's in this geographical location that's like, you know, $1 million entrepreneur in an MLM company. And she does it just by sharing something that's of value to people and, you know, things that people use anyway. But I guess my main question is, what should people look for if they're thinking these days of jumping into an MLM company?
You know, the key in everything is location. Meaning, the fact is, does the person that's introducing you have the wherewithal one way or the other? Would you want to buy the product if you're making money or not? The biggest thing you're dealing with is perception. I mean, I totally believe that if people really understood MLM, everybody would be involved with it. I can talk about that. But, you know, first of all, let's take a look at MLM. It's three letters. What does that mean? Many people look at it as multi-level marketing. To me, it's making life meaningful. It could be making lots of money, or it could be making love more, whichever one you want to pick. But basically, almost every MLM today is more of an affiliate program with a leverage back end. Based on everything that's going on, social media, one way or the other, they've modified or quality MLMs have modified the way that they operate. And it's about customer gathering with the fact that there is a business if somebody wants it. But again, the key is, do you like the products? It's not about selling the products. In essence, the basis of what we do is we educate. And if people are educated on why they might want to be involved, if nothing else, for the tax benefits. I mean, if you're working a job and you've got a home-based business, there are so many tax benefits that people can get. But again, the biggest thing we deal with is perception. And people think it's about trying to sell product. It's how we educate people and how we influence people. And today, it's easier to influence people than any other time. But that's a whole other piece of the equation. So again, if people understand MLM, they'd be involved one way or the other. The biggest reason that they might not be is they've got this old picture or perception based on what maybe one of their friends experienced or somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody that had an experience. But, you know, part of the benefit or the asset of MLM is the downfall, which is the ease of entry. It's very easy today to get involved with an MLM company for $30, $50, $100. So it brings a lot of the people, the right people, but it also brings some of the wrong people into that profession.
Yeah, I get that. You know, we all knew even back in those days, we knew people who just thrived in MLM and they loved what they did and their enthusiasm was contagious. And they did it because they really believed in, they wanted to share what they had. And then there were those we knew in MLM, especially in the 80s, that when you'd see them coming, you'd want to turn and run in the other direction. Yeah. And those, I think that's the difference between those who have the dedication and really believe in something and those who think, ooh, wow, an MLM company. I think I can go out and become a millionaire in 6 months, you know, that kind of a thing. So I think there's a big difference. What are some tips going back to networking? What are some tips you can give to folks who are looking to build strong networks practically from the ground up?
Well, lots of tips. First of all, some of the mistakes that I see a lot of people make when they're networking. They're too focused on transactions, number one. Number two, they're branding something, not themselves, are two of the biggest mistakes that I see that people are making. You know, people are much more sensitive. So, you know, I like to demonstrate based on, am I congruent from what I say and what I do? And I'm not, the thing that I'm really pitching when I'm networking, because the magic really happens when you do the one-on-one. So I'm pitching, let's have a one-on-one and let me share with you or show you how I can help you as it relates to what you're doing. So I'm of service first before I even possibly segue into a collaboration. So I'm congruent with what I say and what I do. And I'm focused on being of value to the other person. We've all heard the saying that your net worth is in direct relationship to the value of your network. So part of the thing that I think about is developing a team around me. And I love the acronym of TEAM, which is Together Everybody Achieves Miracles. It's like when I'm networking, I know what my state of genius is. It's number one, networking, and number two, ultimately having the one-on-one and being of value to them so that I can move the relationship forward. So as far as the team, I don't like to do all the other kind of stuff. For example, posting, developing the ongoing, you know, they say the fortune is in the follow through or follow up, but I believe it's in the follow through. And so I've got other people that I outsource, but obviously I give enough value to them so that they do it for me based on the fact that of the relationship. So if you focus on the relationship, everything else, and that's really what you said in the introduction, as you're talking about it, but focus on the relationship and transactions happen. I get a lot of referrals every single week and every single month because people know that if they guide people to me, the person that they guided to me is going to come away with value, so they look good. And that's part of how I developed relationships with some of those high-profile people, people that I really wanted to have relationships. I continually referred people to them.
Yeah, I think that one important thing that you just said, among a number of important things, but one that really struck me is that networking, especially as it begins, is not transactional. You know, we go into it before the pandemic when everything got into Zoom, and now in local areas, the actual physical meetings are starting to happen again. And at those meetings, we have the people who understand. They go around and they listen and they want to know. They really care. What do you do? How do you do it? How can I help you? And then you've got the person who shows up, you know, for the first time and is walking around with their order pad thinking that they're going to come into a group. And if there's, you know, 30 people at the group, they're going to walk away with 15 new orders on that day, and they never listen for a minute about what anybody does. They're just all me, 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 me. And yeah, that doesn't work for networking.
Well, the key, and you just said that magic word, listening. And, you know, one of the things I try to do is if I'm listening and asking the right questions, I'm thinking, who do I know that I can introduce them to that would be beneficial to that person? But if you're just thinking about transactions, you know, there's an art as it relates to everything that we do in networking, how you attract the right people into your universe, so to speak. The R is how you retain the right relationships. And the T is not transaction, but it's transformational. How you're going to help that person transform what they do so that they can get better results, because that's how you're going to develop long-term relationships.
Yeah, you know, this time just flew by. We're almost out of time, believe it or not. But is there anything you would like to add that I haven't asked you?
Definitely is. A couple of things. Number one, it doesn't matter where you start in life or where you are now. The key is the direction you're headed and where you choose to end up. Life is the choices. We can create our own movie. I love the movie. It was called A Knight's Tale. And, you know, if you haven't watched it, you know, it was back in the days when knights had to be born into knighthood. And so his father said, son, you can choose your stars, meaning that he went out and created and developed the fact that he, in the movie, actually became dubbed as a knight. So the other thing that I would like to let people know about, my name is Robert Butwin, and when you connect with me, when you connect with Robert, you will do nothing but win.
I love that. I love that. It's a great mnemonic to remember your name as well. Nothing but win. All right. If you would please tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more.
Sure. The easiest way is to book a time on my calendar. Just make sure that you reference this show, because, you know, I want to know where you heard me talk, which is Calendly, calendly.com/my last name Butwin. Butwin, or you can send me an email at butwin.com, or you can go to LinkedIn, and I'm in LinkedIn under my name, Robert Butwin.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. And to our listeners, tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. for the Home Business Success Show here on bizradio.us. Before I go, I want to tell you that there are some great resources available to home business owners. You are not alone in the wilderness with your home business. The Home Business Success Community has your back. We're an online membership support community of like-minded home business entrepreneurs. Contact me to find out more. Just go to bizradio.us, click on shows, scroll down, find my photo next to the words, The Home Business Success Show, and all my contact information is there. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it, Robert has done it, and you can too. See you again next week. This is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.